All the men readied their weapons as Bergen came over to have a look, kidding me with, "Shucks, Sledgehammer, you're cracking up." He looked into the ventilator port directly behind me. It was rather small, approximately 6 inches by 8 inches, and covered with iron bars about a half inch apart. What he saw brought forth a stream of curses in his best Texas style against all Nippon. He stuck his carbine muzzle through the bars, fired 2 quick shots, and yelled, "I got him right in the face." The Japanese inside the pillbox began jabbering loudly. Bergen was gritting his teeth and calling the enemy SOBs while he fired more shots through the opening. Every man in the mortar section was ready for trouble as soon as Bergen fired the first shot. It came in the form of a grenade tossed out of the end entrance to my left. It looked as big as a football to me. I yelled, "Grenade!" and dove behind the sand breastwork protecting the entrance at the end of the pillbox. The sandbank was about 4 feet high and L-shaped to protect the entrance from fire from the front and flanks. The grenade exploded, but no one was hit. The Japanese tossed out several more grenades without causing us injury because we were hugging the deck. Most of the men crawled around to the front of the pillbox and crouched close to it between the firing ports so the enemy inside couldn't fire at them. John Redifer and Vincent Santos jumped on top. Things got quiet. I was nearest the door, and Bergen yelled to me, "Look in and see what's in there, Sledgehammer." Being trained to take orders without question, I raised my head above the sandbank and peered into the door of the bunker. It nearly cost me my life. Not more than 6 feet from me crouched a Japanese machine gunner. His eyes were black dots and a tan, impassive face, topped with the familiar mushroom helmet. The muzzle of his light machine gun stared at me like a gigantic third eye. Fortunately for me, I reacted first. Not having time to get my carbine into firing position, I jerked my head down so fast my helmet almost flew off. A split second later, he fired a burst of 6 or 8 rounds. The bullets tore a furrow through the bank just above my head and showered sand on me. My ears rang from the muzzle blast, and my heart seemed to be in my throat choking me. I knew damn well I had to be dead. He just couldn't have missed me at that range. A million thoughts raced through my terrified mind, of how my folks had nearly lost their youngest, of what a stupid thing I had done to look directly into a pillbox full of Japanese without even having my carbine at the ready, and of just how much I hated the enemy anyway. Many a Marine veteran had already lost his life on Peleliu for making less of a mistake than I had just made.